This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. And Outside Lands tickets. Oh, my God. Right now, your chance to go to Outside Lands. Text the code word TASTE. T-A-S-T-E to our contest line, which is 20357. The word is taste this hour, and there will be more words coming your way. Keep it here on Alice, because if you win this contest, you'll get yourself a pair of three-day general admission festival passes to Outside Lands, starring Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and so many more. I have a list here somewhere. Let me grab this thing. There were a few more right off the bat. Glass Animals.
I love Glass Animals.
Dochi, Ludacris, Rebecca Black, Vampire Weekend.
Vampire Weekend's great.
Yeah,
there's a lot of good. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's a big deal. This hour's code word is TASTE. Outside Lands, three-day general admission festival passes, August 8th through the 10th, Golden Gate Park, and throughout the day. I can't remember all the times. I don't have them right in front of me, but I think Janie's got two chances for you. We're going to do it every day at 9 o'clock. This week, 9:05. So be here. Get your tickets, Outside Lands. Hey, were you saying that the tickets go on sale today at 10? Mateo?
Yes. Okay. 10 o'clock.
All right. So you can get them or you can win them. Just try and win them. Try and win them right now. It's so easy. Text the word TASTE to 20357. All right.
Yum.
Yes, delicious. TASTE.
Mm-hmm.
The Hot 100. Not a ton of changes, but there are a few, which I'm kind of excited about. It's still the song Luther, Kendrick Lamar and SZA, is at number one. Number two, Playboi Carti put out, number two and number four are Playboi Carti songs. Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, they're at number three with Die With a Smile.
Playboi Carti is a boy?
Yeah. Carti. Playboi Carti.
What does Playboy mean? Playboy was the magazine where there were naked ladies in it.
Because they were four Playboys. They were like, if you're a Playboy, you're a playa.
A man about town.
He's a Playboy.
You know, a mover and a shaker.
Forget that guy. He's nothing but a Playboy, see? He'll use it and toss you off to the side.
Wow.
Gotta put C in there.
All right. Thanks for the help.
Okay, so listen. Brand new, slamming onto the chart. In fifth position is the new Chapel Roan song called The Giver.
You ain't gotta tell me. It's just in my nature. So take it like a taker. So baby, I'm a giver. Ain't no need to
So
hurry.
Get used to it. You're not gonna be able to get that out of your head. Enjoy.
All Chapel Roan all the time.
Yeah. So I did see this song performed on SNL last month. When she was on there, but she's saying this, or they are saying, the people are saying this is a country song from her. This is like her.
It's very country if you listen to the whole song, yeah. But I mean, it's crossover country.
Well, she just does whatever the hell she wants, and everyone goes, yeah, that works perfectly. So I'm sure we'll have that in our heads. Every single one of her songs that I've heard more than five times, I'm like, well, that's in there forever now.
Mm-hmm.
The Giver debuts in fifth place, which is huge. She's a new-ish artist, and so to jump right up onto the charts like that, people are like, yep, I got to hear that. Let me play that. Bar song, Tipsy, that's the one that spent 19 weeks at number one. I think it tied the record, but didn't beat it.
What are you saying?
It's at number six.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry, it's not. Yeah. It's still on there, but so it's hanging. It's been on the charts for 49 weeks. 18 or 19 of which it was at number one. Birds of a Feather, Billie Eilish is at number seven. Not Like Us, Kendrick Lamar is at number eight. Pink Pony Club, that is at number nine. So she's got two in the top 10. And a song called Anxiety by Doechii is number 10. There you go. I'm looking down here, a little bit further down into the like the into the teens here. Teddy Swims, Apatapata, Benson Boone, the Gracie Abrams song. And a lot of Playboy Cardi stuff too.
Okay.
So anyway, that's a look at the Hot 100, the top singles in the country at this moment. Lady Gaga has a new record out called Mayhem, or that's the name of her new record.
Mm-hmm.
And people who have a surfboard place called Mayhem are a little bit mad about it because they're saying that she ripped off their logo. Thoughts, Vincent? I mean, it's the same word.
It is. It's so Lost is the name of the company. Matt Bialos is the shaper who makes the surfboards. But for whatever reason, he uses the name Mayhem on his surfboards. Everyone and has forever.
It even
and
says Lost Surfboards Mayhem.
Yeah, that's the logo he has on every surfboard he shapes.
Right.
I don't know why, but it's been forever. So she comes out with a record called Mayhem and the logo is close.
It's similar.
It's very close.
It's similar. It's the same word. It's, I would say, it's, but, I don't know.
But why use this? It's almost the same script. Like, it's
really
almost like
so?
They had an AI make it and they were like, oh, we found one that looks really good.
Well, Of course AI made it. Don't be ridiculous. That's how things are made now.
So I don't know how these copyright, you know, things get decided. Some judge would have to look at that and decide how similar or whatever and go from there. But I saw this story and just laughed and laughed because I was like, that is that they're suing because they can't lose.
Well, they certainly have.
They're on the news today. Like they're here. They well, no, I mean,
they're not
just
trying to tell her she can't use it as the title of a record. But what I think what they're trying to say is we basically own the rights to put that word on sweatshirts. And if that's the case, you're right. They might win. I personally feel like, I don't know, it's just a word.
What I'm saying is, I'm not saying they'll win the case or lose the case. I'm saying they're getting pub everywhere all around the world today because she chose to use their name.
Oh, there you go.
They're getting more pub thanks to her than they would get. And they're worldwide, I understand, but
right.
This is good for them.
Is theirs on the back of the sweatshirt? I can't really see it.
It does look like it's the back, yeah.
Theirs is the back.
But I'm sure they have it a million different ways.
Well, I suppose you're right. I mean, it's like the whole all publicity is good publicity. I mean, whether or not you go through with your lawsuit, you are suing somebody huge. You do have at least something that someone would have to look at and go, well,
But right now, their logo is everywhere.
Yes.
Next to her logo.
I've never seen it.
For sure a similarity.
Yeah. Well, it's the same word.
I put it up on the Facebook page if people want to take a look at it.
Perfect.
But you see the dripping M's and the arch. It's got some arch to it. The Y looks really close.
Do you think?
I think so.
I don't know. I feel like they're totally different fonts and totally different styles, kind of. And you know what else? I'm looking at hers. I feel like the M on hers is like an exact flip over from one side to the other. It's sort of rounded out where theirs is more of like a drip down. It doesn't, you're right. Like they're going to get all kinds. Here we are sitting here looking at this and people are going to go, oh, I want to look too. But I think that they're really different. But, you know, I'm not the judge.
This shaper, the one we're talking about that makes their surfboards, is one of the best in the world.
Yeah.
So
do you have any Mayhem surfboards?
I don't, but I know they are.
But are you thinking about it now that they're suing Lady Gaga?
No, I'm not.
I really like her sweatshirt, the orange that we have up on the Facebook page.
Yeah, I like it too.
I could wear that.
Could you? It's very orangey. It's pumpkin-y.
Come on, you're not going to wear orange. You need the blue and gold one, please.
Thank you.
Does she have it on a black one?
I do.
Actually, I actually really like the one from the surfboard company. That's the one I would get.
Right.
Not that I don't love Lady Gaga, because I do.
Well, I'll be interested
to see if she says,
you know what? I'm going to change my logo. I don't need this trouble in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Or fight them. You think she'll fight them? What is she saying?
I'm not seeing her response at all. Let me see if I have a response from her. This is really, and they're just mad. They've owned the Mayhem trademark since 2015. Misappropriating the logo. Mm-mm-mm. They say they voiced their concerns to Gaga and she didn't stop the use, and now they're suing. No word from Lady Gaga's camp, according to TMZ, whatever that is.
Well, you know, Lady Gaga is probably like surfing.
Right.
Hang up on them.
I don't even care. All right. I'll squeeze this one in. I only have a second here, but I don't know, a week or so ago, we were talking about how Gene Simmons had this thing where you got to be his roadie for the day. And it sounded great. It was like all these things you get to do. Like if you're a Kiss fan, you'd be like, oh my God, and spend the whole day with him. I get to eat lunch with the crew and lug in equipment and do all this stuff. It'd be so fun. But it turns out you have to pay $12,500 to do it. And you also have to buy tickets to the show for you and a guest. So it was like ridiculous. So now you can be JoJo Siwa's roadie. She got the idea. How much to be JoJo Siwa's roadie? Which I assume means you help bring in like the turntable where she, or the computer where
she
plays
her little hair.
Yeah, her
bows.
Hair. Things like, what is she? Does she have a full band? I don't even know.
$5,000.
It is only $900. The low, low bargain basement price of $900. So it really just sounds more like a sort of a VIP guest. She says, you're actually going to get to come while we're loading in the show, and you get to kind of like help us set it up and make sure things are right and test out the drum with me or in the DJ booth with me. And then you get to put some input into the show for that night. You get a meet and greet, autograph memorabilia, and unlike with Gene's offer, the ticket price is included.
I read a story just this morning about Gene Simmons, but it was really about this guitar player. His name's John Five. He played with Marilyn Manson, and he plays in Motley Crue now.
Uh-huh.
But he's telling the story about he was a little boy,
yes,
like 6 or 7 years old, something like that. And he went to the hotel where he thought Kiss would be playing when he was a little kid. And he brought the record cover because he was going to have this thing signed by any one of them who showed up. And he waited. He's like, I waited there all day for hours and hours and hours. And Gene Simmons comes walking in and walks right past him. And he doesn't have the guts to say anything to him. So he turns around and follows him. And Gene Simmons gets in the elevator and he gets in with him and he's holding the Kiss record. And Gene Simmons goes, you want me to sign that? And the little boy goes, no, that's okay. Thanks anyway.
Oh my God, why are we such little messes inside? Like, of course we'd all do that. Like, no, it's okay. Oh my God. Of course I do. I
laughed
I want to hug your leg.
At like 3 a.m. as I read that this morning, thinking that is what a little boy like beats himself up for the rest of his life.
Right.
And now he's in the band. Like, it's such an awesome story.
What a funny thing to have stalked someone for that long. And then when they show up and even ask,
you want me to sign that?
No, that's fine, sir.
At age 25, my first meet and greets, it was with Kiss, and I'm standing there, and Paul Stanley's right next to me, and he looks over, and he says, hey, man, how you doing? And my response to him was, you're Paul Stanley. Like, that's exactly, like, that's all I got out.
Boy.
So
we
I don't
really
think it's just a kid
freeze
thing.
Freeze up.
It's just, you're Paul Stanley.
Yeah, it's a starstruck thing, you know? It happens. It happens.
How you doing? No. Wait, what?
All right, on that note, you want to tell me what you got coming up?
Hump Day and more after these.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is hump day. Welcome to our little world. As we close things out, listen live, win contest, get our full show podcast. That's all happening for you at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Outside Lands. Outside Lands is back this week. Listen for the code word at 905, 1205, 505, and 605.
Oh, so many chances.
Text that code word to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win a pair of three-day GA Festival passes to Outside Lands, starring Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and more. This is on August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet. And Outside Lands is back.
On sale today in 26 minutes.
It's a good time.
Yep.
You're going to like it.
Oh, it's an incredible time.
All right, here's what's happening. I needed to mention real quick, because I think it was around this time that we were talking about Jell-O desserts.
Yeah.
I got a hold of Sandy,
yeah,
who said, oh, I didn't hear you mention me, Vincent. I was listening, and then I had to go into Walmart, I was out of touch for a bit, and then I didn't hear you ask. So it's vanilla ice cream and cherry or strawberry Jell-O, but you have to start to let the Jell-O harden. And then you put the ice cream in and mix it all up and then put that in the fridge and it comes out. You remember, it's delicious.
That sounded just like what my mom would say.
Thanks, Andy.
Yeah. So now you know that was, in fact, it was a Jell-O vanilla ice cream mashup.
Was there a name?
No. I mean, you guys,
the Sandy special.
You can Google it. I'm sure
it's a Sandy Sunday
off of one of those, you know, magazines or whatever.
They all have Better Homes and Good Housekeeping,
Country Life,
which has been reduced to a mere flyer now. It's just a little notepad.
A town in Switzerland is letting doctors prescribe trips to art museums to help with stress.
Oh,
think it'll work?
No. Oh. It's the parking, so stressful.
You get in for free with a doctor's note, and they say if it's successful, they'll try other things to see if getting out and doing something like that could, in fact, help reduce stress.
I think it really depends on the person. I really feel like that might work for some people, a free ticket to an art museum, or just the, sort of the motivation to do it. But a lot of people I know would be like, no.
It's going to seem like I'm angling for something, and I'm not really, but I understand advertising does in fact work. Mm-hmm. That's what we do here.
Yes.
But I also, would never think I should go to a museum today. I just don't. Oh. It doesn't occur to me, but I love art.
Yeah.
And I would happily go to a museum. I just don't think of it.
Yeah. Your kids are, I feel, a little young for an art museum.
Probably.
But we used to always go to the Cal Academy, and as our kids got older, we would just go to the De Young, which is right across the plaza there. And they always have a new exhibit. You know, I feel like you kind of have to be tuned into what's happening at museums near you. Otherwise, they don't enter your consciousness.
They don't occur to you.
When you go on a trip, you might go. You'd be like, oh, well, we're going to be in New York and we're going to be near this museum. We'll go to that. But we have incredible museums here.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't occur to me naturally. But if a doctor said,
you got to go to the MoMA.
I've got the cure for you. Mm. Here's what I need you to go do. Go do this. For real. Spend a couple hours and look at some art.
You've got to spend a day with no other agenda.
This guy may have accidentally just sold his soul. A man in Michigan won $500 after playing the lottery with the numbers 666.
The number of the beast.
Then he used 100 of the 1-500 to buy more tickets and won $2.4 million.
Oh, the devil can be your friend.
Yep. This headline is, my dog ate 5 pairs of underwear and the vet bill cost me $13,000.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Keep your underwear out of your doggy's mouth. That's wrong.
A woman says her rescue dog ate 5 pairs of Skims underwear.
Oh, they're so tiny. They're like little tiny doll underwear.
And expensive.
Yeah.
Sarah Oakley adopted the dog Rita, a terrier mix from the dog shelter. 3 months later, she came home and saw the pup lying on top of a dirty pile of clothes. And she could see that her underwear was not there.
So of all the clothes, he went for the underwear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well.
Hey, you don't have to explain it to me.
I don't, do I?
Dirty underwear. Dogs. They go right for the crotch every time. They love it.
Initially, Sarah hoped that Rita would throw it up. But after 24 hours, Rita was very sick and needed to be taken to the vet. The bill was $13,000.
Mm. Rita, panty eater.
I better get some pet insurance.
Yeah. That's us. They had to cut the dog. They had to operate.
Oh, God, yeah. All this stuff. Yes, they had to do major surgery.
Some kind of oil that would slick everything up. And you'd think the underwear would just go through.
Well, they say here Naughty Rita had previously well, it's naughty.
Bad dog.
Eating underwear.
You're a bad girl, Rita.
She'd previously eaten undies, but only a pair, and that usually came back up. But this time she went
for... Oh, she had eaten other undies.
Multiple pair caused her to be very sick.
Poor thing.
Blame the owner on that one.
Yeah, get a hamper with a lid.
Do you have a hamper
with a
lid? Your
dog eats underwear.
I don't have a lid on my hamper.
Weirdly, nobody wants to eat his underpants.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you
stinky
think
stout over there.
Well,
you know.
Dogs, they do
they do like
the
it
smell
stinky.
Of that.
They do like true. The stink, yeah. Mm.
They're into it.
I'm just kidding. Of course your dog wants to eat your underwear.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. I've been taking my kids to museums since they were babies. It's always fun for the whole family. They're 4 and 6 now.
Yeah.
They learn... Have fun. They know how to behave in public and how to talk and interact with others. Win-win.
No, that's good.
Well, you got a couple good ones. Yeah. Most of the kids are bad, though.
Yeah, there's terrible, terrible kids. My kids were just, I just knew that they would touch things in art museum. You can take kids to, there's plenty of like museum-like things, you know, things that are just like the Exploratorium. I guess that's not really it's more like a science center or something. Or like a science museum, I guess. You know, hands-on stuff. Kids want to touch stuff with their sticky, disgusting hands and run around and yell and scream and laugh and tumble and sing.
Right.
That's what kids want to do. They don't want to stand and look at how this person, this is a, you know,
how
this
does
person's
this painting
an impressionist,
make you feel?
Right? Makes me feel like I want to go outside and play, Mom. But I'm glad that you had kids who were into that. And we should take our kids out and socialize them.
Of course.
Yeah.
408. I appreciate what you're going for here, but the answer is no, you don't get to meet Bob.
Oh, yeah, please don't get attached to Bob, you guys.
Will the Secret Show be back now that there is a Bob? No, you're not getting to meet. Stop.
We're not allowing
trying
you to
meet
her.
Bob.
You can't love her. Stop trying to love her.
Until,
she's not
of course,
for you.
At some point, she's going to be the next
yeah, we're gonna
big
try. We're gonna try.
Thing
we can tell
in the
already.
Bay Area.
Yeah. Delightful.
She's got all the makings of the next big DJ in the world.
Yeah, we'll see. We do get really attached. We are, you know what? We're blaming this on the listeners. It's us.
Yeah.
We get really attached.
Very quickly.
Yeah. It's been 24 hours.
24 hours.
Got 24 hours. I need more hours with you. Is it time for the game?
I hear the game show music.
Well, just making sure there wasn't another just awesome text that you needed to get to.
Yeah. No. We can go ahead and get into this game. There's all lots of awesome texts.
Yes.
Our
listeners are awesome.
Yeah.
They know the funny things to say about everything. All right, we're going to play How's That Guy? How old is that guy? How old is Martin Short? Only Murders in the Building, SNL, Three Amigos.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Martin Short. How old is Martin Short? Vinny, you got to go first.
78.
79.
75. That's a point for Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Maddie, you're first. How old is Steven Tyler of Aerosmith?
76.
Boop, 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 boop.
77.
He is exactly 77 years old. And that's 2 points for Vinny.
Oh, now, you got a facial with the tongue out. That didn't deserve that. All right, I'm coming back.
Am I carrying over the 2 points you got early this morning?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
What
the score? Okay, Don't swear.
You weren't happy about it this morning. You're not happy about it now.
The score is 3, Vinny, 2, Maddie. Next up, let's go with Keira Knightley. How old is Keira Knightley, Vinny? Keira Knightley.
41.
40, Bob.
She's exactly 40. It's 4-3. Oh, this one's getting good. How old is Jennifer Grey, baby, Dirty Dancing? Nobody puts baby in the corner.
That how they said it?
Yeah, like that. Mm. Nobody puts baby in the corner.
That was a sound clip from the movie there, didn't it?
Didn't you know that I press play on that? Jennifer Grey. How old is Jennifer Grey? Maddie, I think you're
first. Let's say she's 60.
All right.
61.
She is 65. We're tied 4-4. We got a real barn burner going on here. Okay, Vinny.
I am nervous.
How old is Michael Imperioli? He's Tony's nephew, Christopher on The Sopranos. And he was on season 2 of The White Lotus.
Yes, he was.
He was excellent in that role. They call him Unibrowed here. I feel like he's been plucked since.
Mm.
Does have that look, though.
49.
Oh, 50, Bob.
He's 59.
Oh, fudge.
Yeah, that's a point for Maddie. And how about Behad Behabi?
Bad baby?
Yeah, Behad Behabi. You know, the Cash Me Outside girl. Right. Old she. Maddie, you're first.
I'm going to say 28.
28?
I'll go 27.
She's 22. 22 years old. We're tied 5-5.
She was like 13 when her mom pulled her on to Dr. Phil, so.
Yeah. Hadn't been that long. 9 years, apparently.
Seems like a long time.
All right. Let's see. Who's first this time? Maddie?
No, I just went
first. Okay, Vinny. How old is Vicki Lawrence from Mama's Family, Carol Burnett Show? Vicki Lawrence. She's old, kids. You don't know her. You don't know who she is.
83.
84, Bob.
She's 76. That's a point for Vinny.
Wow. Younger than expected.
And here's our final one. You could tie it up. How old is Nancy Pelosi? Maddie. I think it's Maddie's turn. I lose track of Maddie's turn. Of anybody's turn.
79, Bob.
She's 80.
She's 85. And by a score of 7-5 for the second time today. El campeón del pueblo.
El campeón del pueblo.
Kissy face. Kissy face. Until your phone.
Thanks so much, friends. It's always happy to represent you.
Yeah. Well, you are the people's champion.
It is important to me.
Mm. Goodbye. Outside Lands tickets are on sale today at 10. That is, it looks like about 14 minutes from now. At sfoutsidelands.com. Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and so many more on so many stages. It's just an epic experience. And listen to us all day because we have tickets to give away, like passes, 3-day general admission passes. And be sure to listen to Jane's show. She's got your chance on that Alice Escape with Rod Stewart, tickets for the Jonas Brothers, and 2 pairs of passes for Outside Lands. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here on Thursday.
Thank you.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.